Chapter 11. Long into the night. Before we know it, the bell is rung. No, I tell a lie, there is no bell. Yet the low consumption bulbs are turned off, and the plasma screen goes back to black. Lights, who needs them? But my, how time has flown. And what an agreeable meeting this has been, exchanging esoteric ease with this eager and engaging couple. I collect the scattered bits of my mobile and reunite them randomly in coat pocket. Reassembling could take some time. It's the here and now that matters. I mean, it's now or never, isn't it? Please excuse slackness in style and literary irritability. Being too careful for too long. Let's change the tuning, reset gauges and relay switches. Let's break rulers and other things. You can't leave now, shrieks the Madonna, scratching her groin. Come with us to the caravan. She takes me by the arm, lifting me into the air, my cowboy boots dangling. We have chicken giblets fried in butter and drowned in sherry, and Waldo makes wine, she adds, cocking her head suggestively. Those bottles exploding keep us up long into the night. With the mere mention of food and drink, my stomach begins to mumble. What? They both say, putting hands to ears in mock consternation. How can I resist such a combination?